funny because it's been on my mind lately.
When 16 ain't
having
enough.
A dope beat, a dope idea. 16 bars ain't enough. How the fuck can I squeeze my whole life into a 16 bar verse? You know, so many different levels.
When 16 ain't enough.
Living your life and depicting with your wordplay.
When 16 ain't enough.
Exactly what life means to you. 16 ain't enough.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the Young All-American State of Mind podcast with the young, ranked All-American, Justin Foley.
Got the big superstar, a.k.a. Big Trust.
Big Trust, whoop, whoop.
Brandon Cotton.
What's up, man? It's been a while since we've been in here, man. How you been?
I've been good, man. Man, it's crazy that like you got sick and then I got injured a week after you got sick.
Yeah, man.
I'm about to find out some crazy stuff, bro.
No, it's been a crazy one, but we back at it again, you know.
Oh, I gotta tell you something real quick.
Okay, tell me. Let's talk about it.
Hey, that person that we was talking about yesterday, bro, I found out he might have 3 kids, bro. A little girl, bro. Cause
wow. Wow.
Cause my
bombshell. Guess somebody got some kids.
Hey.
Not me though.
Hey, Brandon, you better not have no kids.
No
kids. You went to the bathroom, bro.
No kids. No kids at all.
They starting to put them, you know, you put the baby on, the little baby in the bathroom, bro. If I ever see you do that.
Nah. Ain't no kids this way.
Nah, bro.
Not this way.
I found my source tells me that, apparently, like, I think he posted a picture of some. No, he was holding a little girl in the picture, so somebody commented, like, is that yours? He was like, yeah. So, I think he might have a little girl, too.
Man.
That's crazy, dog.
Man, that is wild. This man. And he let it all out, you know?
Man.
With no regards to his kids. You know, it's crazy. Man. That's,
this world is like, I feel like, people, scientists try to figure out, like, the world's coming to an end and stuff like that, but,
I'm not gonna lie, I've been seeing a lot of people saying that with, like, the little virus that's going around.
Just the stuff that's going on, it's like
the World War III stuff, like, it's just, like, a lot of, I feel like,
It's safe to just at least know, like, God, like, even if, like, you not have a perfect relationship with them, like, it's still safe enough to, like, know them, you know what I mean?
Because
it's like the stuff, like you were saying, like the virus and stuff from World War III. Like, there's so much stuff going on right now. And then Kobe Bryant died. Like, that was like
R.I.P. Kobe,
man. That was like literally the legendary, other than Michael Jordan, like, legendary basketball player. This century, because this is a like the rules and stuff is different, but like. The older century, but you know what I mean?
I feel like Kobe means so much to our generation, man.
Oh yeah, you still do. Like, I mean, like, you don't hear nobody say, like, when you, like, this is like, it sounds petty and stupid, but like when you shoot like a paper ball in a trash can, you don't hear people say like LeBron, or you know what I mean? Like, you hear just Kobe. It's just like,
you know.
Or it's just like in football, like Moss. Yeah. Try to get Moss, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like the same thing. Like, Kobe, like, he was more than just a basketball player. But people look at him like, oh, he was
he's
this.
He's done so much, man. Like, he, like,
it's Kobe Bean.
Yeah, like, he lived off the cliches, they say, you know? Yeah. Like, don't take your time for granted, work hard, be the first one in, the last one out. Like, he did, like, all that stuff. Like, he embodied all of that, you know? And he lived, like,
never an Uncle Tom, either.
Yeah, never Uncle Tom, never a coon, you know? He was very socially aware.
Always was 100.
Yeah, he was always focused on black excellence and excellence in general. You know, just trying to be the best version of yourself, you know?
Never tried to do too much.
Yeah, he just... he did what he could so he could be the best version of himself, you know? Yeah. And he was, like, the ideal family man, you know? He did so much for his family and the people he cared and loved about, you know? And just, like, man, Kobe gone. It's sad.
Yeah, but it's just, like, it was just crazy because he was only 41. But it was like,
at least. Younger than my mom.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, like, he died with his daughter.
Man, that's heartbreaking, bro.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. Like, what? And that, I'm pretty sure, in the moments before it was, before they made impact, I'm pretty sure his daughter got scared. And she like, probably said something along the lines of, father, like, help me, or just something like that. And like, what can you do as a you can't do too much. All you can do is really hold her
and say I love you.
Yeah. And it's like, in that moment, you can't really protect or provide any comfort.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least the you know, the positive thing you can get from this is just like, they died together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if she gonna die, like, it'd be the best, safest place to be by her father. People don't look at, like, that's such a powerful thing. Like,
true.
She died with her father, like, at the same exact time, in the same exact place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but the crazy thing is, like, her, like, I feel bad for his life.
Yeah. I feel sorry for all the families and everybody affected by this, you know? Yeah.
But it's just, like, the whole, like, I feel like she probably feels comfortable because, like, she has a lot of people around her that's probably comforting her through this. So, like, because her husband was just this legendary basketball player that everybody loved. Not one person that hated Kobe. But, he did conversations about, like, if Kobe's been in LeBron, Kobe been in Michael Jordan, like,
I feel like those conversations can't even be had anymore, you know? It's not really, like, the same, you know? Yeah,
but one thing Max Kellerman said on First Take, he said, Kobe Bryant was the closest, basketball player ever to Michael Jordan.
Facts.
That's the only person that I would compare Michael Jordan to. Because you ever seen that video? They played just alike, and it's just, like, they had that mentality of just, like, getting through soreness, getting through sickness, like, they're both bald. You know what I mean? It's just like, it was like, Kobe Bryant was almost a better version of Michael Jordan.
You want to tell you what's crazy, though? If you look at his combine stats and stuff, like, he wasn't nowhere near explosive as Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but he just, like, it was just his, like, mentality.
It's like his mentality took him to places that his physical talent couldn't. Yeah, you know.
And that's why I think, like, LeBron and, you know, Giannis and all them, like, they can't be close to MJ because MJ was doing stuff that Kobe was doing in the league, even the more so, like, like the flu, like, bro, like, I always tell people, like, the flu game, bro, like, this man had to be helped out by Scotty in the game. Yeah. Like, when we get the flu, like, we miss days of school. We out for weeks.
I remember I missed the whole football game when I was in high school. I had a flu. I was like, how did Michael even play with this?
Yeah.
So I couldn't even walk.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, basketball, you use your legs, your arms. And he was just sick for all week, and he's like, you couldn't even get up, bro. So it's just like,
I had a fever, but I remember when I was in high school, I had the flu the one time, and like, that joint, like, I couldn't get on my bed, nothing. I didn't have no energy. I was like, man, how did Mike play with this, bro?
Yeah.
And just like, dang, man.
He was literally like no other, bro. Like, he was.
Yeah.
It's like, he's been. He really affected the game so much that they might be changing the NBA logo to go. And the only reason why I wouldn't mind that because of what Kobe did off the court too. Like, he was more than just a player. Like,
He did a lot for the game.
Yeah, he was. He was, like I said, like, he he was the version of an athlete and a black African American man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he was like the perfect example of how to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even if you don't know like God or anything like that, like the mm-hmm. religious, like that's how you should be like as a man. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
He was a great example of how to be a black man in America. Man.
And he was always focused, like,
or just be a man in general.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He took care. He put his family first, you know,
and put his basketball second. But I mean, like, what he did, why you can do while you're single when you're young, he did those things where you stayed after and put in the extra work because it's like at that time, like you don't got no family or nothing, so that's the only thing you could do.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm not saying you should like. You shouldn't be obsessive with overworking yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he knew, like, at the time of his career, like, he was still putting in work. But it's just like, he had the family, too.
He had the perfect balance between the two, in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, man, like, he didn't let one part of his life suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he prioritized everything. And, like, he just, man. I'm just so happy of a situation, bro. It's like one of the first celebrity deaths I got really cried about.
Yeah.
And it's like the first time in a long time I've cried about a death in general.
Yeah, it kind of got to me. I mean, I didn't cry or nothing, mm-hmm. but like, I understand what you mean. Like, I don't think I would cry over, like, that might be the only celebrity I would, like, cry over. Because, like, he affected the game, like, you know, so much. Maybe Meek Mill, my favorite.
Because, like, for me, Kobe meant so much to me growing up, you know? Like, Kobe Bryant was, like, one of the first athletes I ever really liked ever. Because, like, I saw, like, I used to watch it, like, ESPN used to have this TV show called Sports Century or whatever.
I remember that.
And, like, I watched Kobe Bryant's one. I saw he, like, didn't have a lot of friends and stuff. Like, it was a lot that he went through in his childhood that I could relate to in a way.
And he kept AI up the hood.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just a lot of stuff that he went through in his childhood that I could relate to, so that made me like actually like him as a person and stuff, you know.
What was the best game you ever seen him play?
Kobe?
Yeah, it's hard.
Best Kobe game I've ever seen him play. Man. I still remember the game he dunked on Chris Paul. I remember that when Chris Paul was the Clipper. I remember that. I remember when he dunked on LeBron.
Oh, he did?
In the All-Star game, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
I remember when he blocked LeBron. That was like when I was in a high.
That's when he started playing for real. People was talking trash, and he started locking the... Oh, you know what's my favorite video of LeBron? Of Kobe. Remember that video Kyrie was like...
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. God's time, Kyrie.
That's why I didn't like Kyrie for a little bit.
He was like, you won't lock me up. I was like, bro, he said, bro, you won't lock me up. And then it was like months later, Kobe locked him up,
Clint,
bro. Like,
Clint God.
Like, he pulled... Bro, he pulled his shorts up, bro. You know Kobe pulled his shorts up, bro.
I know, man. I remember that, too. I thought Kyrie was cool. I thought he was nice and stuff. But then, like...
I think he got a little cocky.
I feel like he was, like, such a fan of Kobe that he wanted to show him that he was a fan, in a way.
He played just... He tried to play like a... Oh, yeah. Like, look at Kyrie. You look at, Kawhi a little bit.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Those type of players, like,
trained them up.
Yeah, he trained Giannis. Bro, like, all those, if you look at the players that he trained, like, they all became superstars. Yeah. Kawhi became a superstar. Giannis became a superstar.
Just the thing that Kawhi became a better, more of an offensive juggernaut.
Because of Kobe, right.
You know.
And he played, like, his technique is just like Kobe's. Like, he's not near to Kobe, I wouldn't say, but like his technique is just so like. I'm like, man, if I was alive, that's the one person I'd be getting advice from. To be honest, like, somebody. Well, how many rings did he win? Five, six.
He won five. He's been in seven NBA finals, I believe.
And then Jordan won six, right?
Yep.
Dang.
Bro, it's just the part that. that hit so hard for me too. It's like thinking about like his last few moments with his daughter. Like,
yeah, what was his words? Yeah,
like, what can you even do in that situation, that scenario? And it's like, that's really heartbreaking, you know.
I don't know what he probably said. I mean, I'm sure he's like
what can you say or do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I know like your heart is like dropped. Like, man, I'm about to die. That's why I was telling like I ain't about to be on no bad speaking terms with my like my mom, my dad, my brother.
Yeah, life's too short. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
To be.
Now life is getting too short. People always used to say that back, like, life is too short, but I'm like, ain't nobody really dying. But now, like, people dying left and right today, you know.
Yeah. And here today, gone tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough, but you gotta keep your head up, you know, day by day for a better day, man.
Yeah.
That's all you really can think. That's the motto I feel like I've been living by, day by day for a better day, you know. Yeah. Ever since my boy Corey told me about that, that's how I've been living, man.
Day by day for a better day. It takes time to process things. It's just like when my sister died, like,
yeah,
it was like a gut check, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just random, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I knew something was wrong with my mom, because I'm like, I was like, Mom, you know, what's wrong? She said nothing. And then her and my dad went out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was sick, bro. I was like, I was in my living room, bro. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even sleep in my bed, bro, because, like, I need to, like, stretch out my, like, I wasn't comfortable. So I had my shirt off in the living room. And my cousins came over. I was like, why is so many people over here?
Yeah.
And that's when she pulled me into the room and, like, just told me. I was like,
yeah, that was crazy, because I remember that night, because that was when Clemson, Ohio State was playing, and we was talking about the game.
Yeah, you know? I was like, man, watching a game, it was a nice night, but that's like, it's too, like, can't hold, like, I don't hold grudges, I just like, you're either cool with me or you're not, there's no in between. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, no, man.
I feel you.
But just like that person I told, like, that you hit up that didn't hit you back yesterday, we were talking about, like,
yeah.
She's, I don't know why she's always like that, because, like, she'll open it and just leave it on, like, read.
You know what I mean?
I just, my philosophy on that, too, is like you, like, don't ignore me. Just give me, like, a response. Like,
yeah.
If you save it, that means, I mean, I know you're probably, like, busy or something.
Yeah, and you just get to me later type thing, you know?
If I see you save it, that means I know you're probably going to respond to me later. But, like, hey, like, just communicate with me. But
yeah, communication goes a long way, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, in today's world, that's what the biggest problem is, communication.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to do it. You know, and a lot of people wasn't taught how to do it, like, correctly in a way.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, like, where we come from, like, we really don't see, like, sometimes you do, but more often than not, you don't see, like, learn how to communicate effectively, you know. Yeah. And it's not something easy to do, but it's something we can all do, though.
Yeah.
You know, we have to just really be, like, locked in and focused and knowing, I want to communicate effectively with people, you know? And, like, something I thought about recently, I heard Charlamagne say, he said his father used to always tell him the quickest way from point A to point B is a straight line. So, just be straightforward, in a way.
Oh, that's smooth.
So, like, just getting, like, straight to the nitty-gritty, or saying what has to be said, but saying it in a way in which isn't just like reckless, you know?
Right.
And it's like it's crazy.
It's not that hard to communicate. It's like you just like just let a person know way before you do something, you know?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people try to be like, "Oh, I was taking into consideration your feelings and this and that," and it's like
you can't assume.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I can't assume, like, if, like, if we were supposed to go to a basketball game, mm-hmm. and, like, two of your boys is going.
Yeah.
And I just canceling you because of, like, I want to hang with a girl, like, I can't assume that you're going to be okay with that.
Facts.
I got to talk to you about it.
Yeah, you're like, know? I'm not going to be able to make it because this situation came up.
Yeah.
Or just, like... It's just like, man, like I understand, like, you don't have to, like, somebody doesn't always owe you a yes or anything. They don't owe you anything, really, you know? But, like, just being able to, like, hey.
Just tell me, like,
yeah, what's just going on. Just letting you know what it is in general, you know?
Not necessarily saying, like, because, I mean, your business, you know what I mean? Facts. But, like, just tell me what's up, like, so just say something came up,
You know?
You don't got to tell me, like. That's because that's your business, you know?
Facts, like when that person, when I snapped them or whatever, asked them, like, can you help me? Mm-hmm. They ain't say anything. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I, like, just say something back, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not expecting you to be like, yes, or you like, I know everybody has their own life to live, so.
Yeah.
I know I'm not, like, the center of everybody's universe, you know?
Yeah, right.
But being able to get, like, a response, you know, well...
It's hard to get a response nowadays, because it's like...
Yeah. Well, sometimes no response is a response, you know?
Yeah.
As crazy as that is, yeah. too. But it's just like...
It's deeper than what we really think it is.
It's like, man, like, you could just... I could have took it a no, or, like, give me a minute or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah.
You know. A lot of people are fake, but, like, well, I'm just starting to notice, like, you don't need a lot of people in, you know, like, your circle or whatever.
Facts.
Like, I got a few friends here, you know what I mean? I don't got a lot of friends.
Yeah. Well, like, I'd rather be around 10 lions than 100 sheep.
Yeah.
You know? And then, what hoes say in, he said it was in the Drake song Pound Cake.
I remember that.
And he was like, it's like something about less is more freaky. I can't even think about it right now. I can't even think about it. Hold on, let's look up these lyrics real quick. Yeah, you gotta look up.
You're doing it on computer, can't you?
That's what I'm about to do, dog. Look up these, let me go to Google real quick.
Man, it's a big weekend, dog.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl. Hey, Super Bowl.
I got a friend coming down, too.
Oh, hey.
Nah, but,
Hold up.
Top the seven, Carson Palmer, I was, listening to him this morning. Three-time Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's just a little inconsistent. But anyway, like,
mm-hmm.
he was talking on, they're in, like, the sports shows in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, like, Tyreek Hill's not going to be able to run, like, routes because of the seven defensive line. Like, that he said that front line is, like, that's scary, bro. Like,
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, like, I seen Patrick Mahomes under pressure, and he is, like, his passes are underthrown. They're not, like, over. And you know how big of an arm he had,
yeah.
bro.
But back to what Jay-Z said. My man, he says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, ho, ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, nigga. It's plenty of us. Come on, now. The homie said, ho, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, nigga. It's plenty of us. Come on. Ho.
Slow down.
Hey, why you have to do that to us, man?
Hey, he like, after listening to him, bro, like, yeah. he had top 10 for, like, lyric.
Bro, he has, like, he has so many lyrics that you can live your life off of. Like, he has a lyric for each.
Yeah.
In every situation in life.
Yeah. He
wanted them.
Top, yeah.
Like,
would you agree with me though or no? Top 10 or top, like,
I'm giving him a higher.
Higher? Top 5?
I'm saying he I'm saying he top two and not two.
Top two?
That's what I'm saying. Hov up there, man. Like, Hov got some of his catalog.
I'm trying to think of some rappers that might be, like lyrically on his level.
Hov's is so, like...
Saha the Prince.
Saha nice.
I'm trying to think of another rapper, like... Those... This is not any yours. So okay. Saha the Prince.
Yeah, you know, he got bars.
Jay-Z, obviously.
Because, like, Jay-Z got so much stuff. You could just, like, you can live your life off of Jay-Z lyrics. Like, it's a Bible, bro.
Yeah.
I've done it. You know? Like, he, man, oh.
I wouldn't necessarily even say, like, Meek Mill's really starting to focus more on his lyrics now. Like,
I'm not going to lie. He's getting better.
He's getting better with his lyrics.
Lyrically, he's getting a lot better. And At first, he was just energy. You just wanted just energy.
But now
he's getting them. He's putting the lyrics together with it, too. And he's making, like that letter to Nipsey.
In his last album, like, it was more challenge.
That was his most complete album from top to bottom, too.
Yeah. Dreams and Nightmares was pretty, like, those two albums are probably, like, one of my favorite albums.
Even, like, the Wins and Losses album, that was a good album, too.
Oh, yeah. Wins and Losses was good.
That was a dope album.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other rappers, like, J. Cole is a good lyric.
Cole up there, too, for sure.
He's not the best rapper, but he's a good lyric. Like, it's a difference. People be confusing that. Like, he's, like, I just, like, so that's, like, Saha the Prince, mm-hmm. Jay-Z, J. Cole.
Sure.
I would say Kendrick Lamar use too much, like.
No, I feel like Kendrick's up there, Kendrick's up there, bro. Drake. Cole, all them three courses.
Yeah, I forgot about Drake. Dang.
Drake can talk that talk too now.
Yeah, hey, Drake is. I low key put him close to Jay-Z, bro. Just because, like.
I feel like he's the closest one you can put up
to Jay-Z.
It's like Kobe and Mike, you know? You got Jay and Drake, you know? It's only.
They so, like. Because. Drake literally focus on his, like, lyrics, like.
Drake, one of the few that I can say can talk that talk with Hov. He can talk that talk.
Yeah.
And not too many people can talk that talk.
Yeah. I still can't, like, he don't believe in marriage, bro. He said it in one of his lyrics. Remember I was telling you about it?
I know I watched an interview he done recently, and he said, at this present moment, he was talking about being romantic in his romantic life or whatever. And he was talking about how, in a way, like, he's not ready for a relationship at this moment. And he said if he was to get in a relationship, it has to be with somebody that's special, you know?
Yeah.
It's really similar to, like, how, like, you know what I mean? You talk about, like, your love life and stuff, how, like, you're not settling for anything.
Yeah.
That's how he is anyway. And he said, like, there's been times when we had, like, a couple of great moments with a couple of females that he thought were amazing and this and that, but somehow he ended up self-sabotaging that situation.
Yeah.
You know? So I get what he's saying, like, getting to the point to where, like, you're knowing that I'm actually ready for this relationship and I won't mess it up this time.
It's just being honest with yourself, because sometimes,
like,
we think, like, God, like, where's the right woman at? But sometimes it's like, it's us.
Yeah, like, you're not ready to receive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's all about, I feel like it's a lot of people in general, they always say, I want this, I want that, I want but you're not even ready to receive it.
Yeah.
So you're going to fumble the bag.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to sabotage the whole situation because you're not ready. You want something so bad that you're not even ready for.
And then once you get it, like, everything is going to be postponed. Like, you know when you order something offline, you're tracking it down and stuff, like it's going the right direction, but it's just like, if you put in like the wrong address or something, or if you put in the wrong numbers or something, it's not gonna get to you.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's a whole different direction than from your regular address.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, I want this, I want that. You're not even ready to receive the things you asking for.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think the baddest girl that he should have kept.
Yeah,
Serena, bro.
He said Serena.
She lived. She lived a clean life. She worked. She works out.
Yeah, she's a nice one, man.
I would have gave her 2K.
I would have gave her 3K. You gave her 3 of them things.
Yeah,
you gave her 3 of them things. Okay.
Duh, like she just like. She works hard. She works out. Like, she's a family person. Like, what? And she doesn't, she's not out here, like, you know, not, like, you can see the difference between her and, like, Lizzo. Her and, like, Cardi B. Like, you see the difference, definitely. Though? Like, and I'm like, there's no disrespect for them, but, like, in the, like, a real, like, woman. Like,
okay. She's, like, your image of a real woman.
Yeah.
I feel you, man. Riri was a nice one, too, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Riri was a nice one, too.
Yeah. Ariana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what their situation is and that, but, man, that's rough.
Dog, that is crazy, bro. Like, this man actually has Serena Williams, bro.
He got a nice little sniper, that little Drake. He's sniping him out there.
I was so mad with him and, like, I think it was my junior year of high school, and him and Drake was Meek Mill and Drake was beefing.
Yeah,
it was stupid, bro. Like, I was like, they was fighting over Nicki, and neither of them were with her now.
Yo, this man Drake, bro.
It reminded me of when Nick Cannon with what's his ex wife name?
Right.
Mariah, him and Eminem type deal. Like, they got beat because of Mariah Carey.
Yeah. It was just crazy. Like Drake and that, Drake and Meek, that situation was crazy, man.
He said, I'm not really sure what made y'all mad.
Whoa, oh my god. I'm just looking at these legs right now.
He killed him, bro. Meek is my guy, though, bro. Yeah. Like, man, but he killed my guy, bro. He ended his career, bro. Bro, no, look up the game.
Bro, this man Drake say, I don't want to hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell him that they better as friends. Not even when he said, Drizzy, tell him, like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was.
He made a hit song. Out of a diss song. What?
Yeah.
Come on, Meek heard this on everywhere he went.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then she's like, dog, he told him, I don't want to hear about this ever again. Not even when she told him they better as friends. Not even when you say Drizzy tell him. Oh my gosh. Bro. Come on, nah. They not even together, no? Come on, nah. Drake told him.
He told him that they wasn't going to be together.
What?
Bro.
What?
Look up the Pest Control lyrics.
No, that's the game, right?
Yeah.
The game, Pest Control. Alright, let's see what that's about. Let's see what that's about. Let's see what that's
bro,
about.
Bro, like, you think that this back-to-back and Pest Control are, like, up and down, but, like, Drake told, but the crazy thing is, like, he told him, like, y'all better, even when she tell y'all better as friends.
Tony Tamil. Come on.
Bro, read through this is crazy, bro. Right. He said this is gonna take an L every time it go viral. Is that the verse 2 when you go down? When you go down, bro, it gets bad. Bro.
Dang, he told Beans. Why you? I ain't gonna lie, Beans was. I don't know what was up with Beans around that time. I don't know what he was going through, but he was awful.
And then Sean Keaston got robbed, and then he was basically talking about, like, how Meek was on his side, basically saying, like, the game robbed him.
I'm gonna be surprised if the game did.
Yeah. But, like, even if it did, like, he, like, known as, like, a snitch. And that's when, that, my junior year, Meek Mill was kind of going soft.
Meek was going through it at that time, you know, with the different drugs and stuff he was taking. Yeah. You know, and he even said, him drinking lean and stuff like that, that had his head all over the place, and he wasn't in the right mental space.
And taking Percocet.
Yeah, like he wasn't right mentally, because all that stuff had his mind clogged up and stuff, focused on the wrong stuff, you know. Yeah. He was in a dark place.
Yeah, I'm trying to go find the one where he was. He said, "Could win, got you for you." Bro, you see that? He said, "You would have got so filthy, just be myself." That's them do, but Schoolboy Q could have you for you.
It's crazy, man. I don't know. But then, I'm not gonna lie, recently, the game, he's like, the thing about the game is like the antics and stuff, but he's actually a pretty decent rapper.
He's a decent rapper. Like, he just don't, I feel like he don't take it serious. Like, he's more of a, like, if you ever know, like, if you really know, like, he's more of a gamer. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like if he took rapping more serious, like, he type, like, if you called out the game right now, like, he don't do, my brother was telling me, like, he got so much extra time on his hands that he'll probably write a diss song within one night.
Probably. I just feel like he, like, so many crazy
Take it easy, Young Killer.
I just spit that one out,
Young Killer.
Like, he has so many, like, he does so many antics, you know, but, like, he's a pretty solid artist if you listen to him. Like, his last album was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, my brother.
Like, I even listened to it. Like, he has a song on there called By the Roadside. Mm-hmm. So, I think it was, like, the last song on there. Bruh, that joint with Ed Sheeran, bro. Crazy.
Sometimes, like,
crazy,
I,
man.
I don't know if you like it, but, like, I like looking at the, like, the picture of, like, the album.
The album? His album, yes. That shit was crazy.
I'm yeah. Like, what? It's, like, 10, it's, like, 20 women in there with, like,
isn't pregnant. It's, like, 20. Why you got pregnant? Why?
It's weird.
Yeah. It's, like, okay. I'm just going to let him do him. I didn't know what to think of it.
I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah, it's just like, even like, it doesn't even look like it was done tastefully, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Big Sean had a good album, too.
What's the last album Big Sean dropped? I forgot.
It's called, hold on.
What's the last Big Sean album? I'm pretty sure it came out like some years ago. I remember the one he did in Metro Boomin. I remember that one. I don't know, it's pretty solid.
No, it's a new, like, it just came out of, like, a few weeks ago. I thought you knew.
You said a few weeks ago? A Big Sean album. I mean,
no, not a few weeks, but, like, I said a few months, I meant.
A few months? I didn't know he dropped the album.
Yeah, bro.
What is it called?
Hold on, I gotta find it. I was just listening to it.
Let me see. You said album?
Yeah. He dropped a whole album, bro. I'm gonna go to my recent downloads. Yeah, look, it's called Summertime, Coldest Summer Ever.
That's fabulous.
Oh, I got them so confused, bro. I'm so sorry.
Yo,
I'm tripping today. Yeah, that's what
Sometime
I meant.
Sometime Shootout, yeah.
Yeah. So. But Fabulous is smooth, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course. He nice with it. And I like his, man, I've been listening to Fab since I was in high school, really. That's when I really started paying attention to Fab, was when I heard Summertime Shootout. Mm. That's when I really started listening to Fab. And I was like, oh, this man nice.
Yeah.
He nice with it. And I like his interviews, too.
Yeah, Fab is funny, bro. He's super chill. Like, yeah. He don't do too much. Remember Big Tig in the basement, the BT? Man, I've been listening to, like, those, like, that's when Lil Wayne was, like, man, all those rappers. G-Unit.
Yup. G-Unit. Yeah, man. Back in the day, I was young and I don't care anymore. But, yeah, man, he was nice. I rock with him heavy.
Yeah. I rock with 50 Cent for a little bit. But
I think 50 still nice. I ain't gonna lie. Even that verse he had on his Power song, the theme song of Power, he said,
I don't know this. I gotta watch Power, bro. I still haven't seen one episode.
I feel like this is the most recent season. It's not it. It's the act. The writing is not that good, bro.
I heard people like.
Let's look at these lyrics to Big Rich Town by 50 Cent. Like this song, bro. Like, matter of fact, I'm just gonna play. We gotta play it. Hey, what? I like one of the covers. I love it. Hey, they can't hear it right now, but we listen to it. Yeah. It's a Big Rich Town. What?
Hey, this might be my walkout song.
Hell, it's hard. Okay. That, what?
It's a full song. It's not just like an introduction song.
Replay
that. Yeah, I'm trying to see if that'll be right for a walkout song.
Alright, let's play that.
Ooh!
What? Mm-hmm. I found little covers. So maybe all over.
Ooh!
Yeah! Smooth! I just from the poet's part. Hey! What?
If I would have known about that, I would have played that to start the song or whatever.
That joint smooth, ain't it?
Yeah. What you gonna end us off with today, though?
Oh, man. I got something special for the people, you know. Right,
let me hear it.
Talking about the Kobe situation, this and that, man. I gotta take it back to my childhood, you know. Back to when I was a little youngin', you know.
Youngin'.
Back when I used to sit in the back seat. Back in the days in Calumet City. You know, gotta play Luther Vandross dance with my father. R.I.P. Kobe, man.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. Make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left the dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. One final glance, one final step, one final dance with him. I'd play a song that would never. talks with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.